I think that's what this, that's what part of this war is all about, is to implement their globalist dream. Now remember, globalism is communism, okay? don't confuse that. Anybody who says, well, we support globalism. No, you're communist if you support globalism. What the Pentagon and the Department of Defense was not aware of is that the specs they were buying for, the Chinese added other circuitry into those specs. The thing will perform great all the time, but they built extra circuitry in there that when they pulse it a certain way, when it gets a certain signal, whenever it receives that signal, suddenly it's not listening to who is thinks they're directing it. Someone else has hijacked it and directed it. And that is how the Iranians, with Chinese assistance, brought down that drone. They're trying to rebuy the old ones and reinstall them, because finally somebody at the Pentagon figured out that the Chinese have got back doors in all of these things, and these Aegis destroyers aren't going to work the way they were intended to work when put into a combat situation. Anyone who thinks like we think, anyone who thinks, who has this school of thought, anyone who is alt-right or wants to seek the truth, they will exterminate us in a heartbeat.
I'm proud to share with you Tetragen, which helps you transition to a healthier, happier, and thinner you without cravings or side effects. Our metabolic hormones are the underlying problem that doom every diet and exercise program to fail. They control our metabolism, cravings, how much we eat to feel satiated, blood sugar levels, and even our energy levels. Tetragen is formulated with four clinically proven patented ingredients that help rebalance your metabolic hormones in roughly 15 to 20 days, depending on the amount of weight you want to lose. Once your metabolic hormones are rebalanced, you'll be on the path to long-term, sustainable weight loss, because Tetragen is the first in the world which is scientifically formulated with four clinically proven and patented active ingredients to help you reach your targeted weight in two distinct phases. Phase one, rebalance your metabolic hormones, and phase two, accelerate fat loss. The best part is that Tetragen comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose besides weight? Learn more with the link below.
We were talking beforehand about how Motorola was taken over. They were supplying all of our yes. police and our military communications equipment, and they were taken over by China. Can you talk about that? Because that's a serious issue.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Motorola was the global premier communication company on the globe. They were number one. They had it all. Satellite communications, cell phone communications, secured military, secured police, everything. The NFL, they were all wearing Motorola headsets where they're talking to the guy up in the booth up there, was calling the plays for them. Motorola was the global premier communications company. China wanted Motorola's technology. And they knew that the Galvin family, they were the founders of Motorola, Bob Galvin, the chairman when I first started working with him. And his son, Chris Galvin, eventually took over. They had two interim CEOs in there. But China wanted that technology. So what China did is they invested billions of dollars with various hedge funds and private equity firms on Wall Street and said, we want you to manage our money for us, but we have some targets we want you to invest in. So what they managed to do was to acquire board seats on the Motorola board, and they forced the chairman, who is the grandson of the founder, a guy named Chris Galvin, very nice guy, just turned 70 years old in March, but he's deferring his birthday. But Motorola had a 100-year plan that they had written back in 1920. They were 78 years into their 100-year plan. And these outside directors who held significant shareholder positions on Motorola, ergo they acquired board seats, ordered the company to be broken up and divested. And now China has access to all of the technology that Motorola had, all of it. Now, remember the Malaysian Air that went down that had that entire Motorola design team on it?
Yes.
That had devised some revolutionary device that was going to change how computing is done? That's still an unsolved mystery. There's still certain questions there. I'm not going to go into that very deeply. But Motorola didn't fail. Motorola was assassinated, and the Chinese were the assassins. Well, China ordered the hit, And the hedge funds in New York are the ones who were the assassins. They're the ones who killed Motorola as a company. In 1998, I tendered a $1.6 billion offer to buy a Motorola division. Made the front page of the Wall Street Journal. I can send you the article if you wish. But our offer for $1.6 billion was refused, and they took a $1.3 billion offer at the behest of the board, okay? And now the Motorola facility on 52nd Street in McDowell, which employed 11,000 Arizona workers at that facility, now employs less than 500 Arizona workers there. And all of the manufacturing is done in Lashan, China. And Lashan, China is outside of Chengdu, which is in Sichuan province. I've made a number of trips there. I know the factory. I put in the manufacturing infrastructure on it. I'm very, very well acquainted with this. But all of it is now done in China. And that's how the Chinese operate.
And how much of that has backdoors? How much of our communication systems have backdoors by the Chinese?
I cannot guess, but I would guess it is extensive. Extensive.
Including like our iPhones, and because iPhones are manufactured
now,
there.
I'm glad you brought that up, because we're talking about Huawei and the 5G thing, and how Trump says, no, we're not going to allow Huawei, anybody who uses Huawei. Okay, that's where the back doors are. And this 5G thing, I'm a skeptic of it. I don't trust 5G. I don't think
it's terrible.
I don't think it's conducive to human health. Let's just say that. I think there are some very, very severe health risks with it, because we should all be wary of it. But it will give you faster speed, more bandwidth. It will do all those things. I promise you, it works. The Chinese are still dependent on U.S. technology to get it. And so Trump has made some moves here to cut off the flow of U.S. Semiconductor and telecommunication technology to China in order to thwart the Huawei taking over that globally. Because if they do, they can weaponize the system, number one. And number two, they will have a backdoor eavesdrop on every conversation globally, just like the
it'll become
NSA
the
does
NSA. But they also can weaponize the system, not just from a data standpoint, but actually they can hurt us. They can create heart attacks and whatever else they want to do. So,
Well, like I said, I don't have the hard research on what the effects of this are really. I've heard a lot of speculation out there that the COVID virus worked primarily where the 5G was installed, these were all test sites. I don't know. I don't have enough data to give you a firm judgment or opinion on that. But I am very, very skeptical. I think extensive studies need to be looked into on 5G to make sure that it is safe to be in the human environment and in the biosphere as we all live, because the trees around the 5G towers are all dying now.
Yeah, so that's a clear indication. It's the frequencies it's frequency interference with our own frequencies, and we can't mess around with that, because every element in the periodic table has frequencies, and if you're messing around with the one that's too close to iron or close to calcium or whatever it is that we need, you can fundamentally mess up the human, you know. And then they also, cells rotate differently. There's my daughter, of all people in college, a freshman chemistry, it was chemistry, I think, or biology, I don't remember, both of them could focus on it. They were showing under a microphone or a microscope what happens to the cells when it is, with 5G, and they go crazy, and how bad it is for a human cell. So it's pretty known, they're just lying. They're flat out lying about 5G, and I know they are, because and I got to say one more thing about it, because you got to talk, because they sent me, I was arguing with some people, and they sent me the studies. Well, no, there's all these studies, Sarah. So I looked at them. One was considered a long-term study, and the time frame was 24 hours. I'm like, that's not long-term. And then another one was a study that was only for a minute of exposure. A minute of exposure? That's not even worth anything. But anyways, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, let's try 2 or 3 years of exposure and see what it does. Yeah.
Exactly. Even give me at least a month.
Get a lot of things. You know, there is an anti-human agenda afoot on the planet. If you walk out in the sky right now and you look up at the clear blue sky here in Arizona, what do you see? You see these chemtrails going across there. Now, these are not contrails. Contrails are the heat coming out of the jet engine, hitting the cold air, condensates, and they dissipate within a very, very short time. These things, they spray across the sky, and they linger and linger.
If you're high enough up and the atmosphere is cold enough, would those contrails stay around longer because of the cold air? How long do those stay? I just want to make sure we debunk that.
Well, a real contrail will stay less than 30 seconds. Okay, that's it. Dissipates very rapidly because it's dry up there. The air is dry up there. You know, I mean, the higher you go, the drier the air is, all right? That it's a known fact. But these chemtrails, they linger for hours and hours and hours, and they drift and they spread out. Your clear blue sky is now this ugly milky white, but there's not a cloud form, just this white haze over the whole dome of the sky. We've got that. We've got the assault on vaccines. You know, when I was a little kid, I maybe got 4 shots for vaccines, you know, measles, mumps, rubella. But we all got mumps as a kid. We all got chicken pox as a kid. One kid in the neighborhood would get the chicken pox. The parents send all the kids over there to play with them. So we all got it. We all got it over with. We built our immune systems that way. We didn't need these vaccines. We let our own bodies generate our own antibodies. We didn't interfere with this vaccine process. And you look at what the schedule of vaccines is for a newborn today, and they want to inject them with this like day one.
That started in the 80s when they made it so that the pharmaceutical companies were not liable for the damages from vaccines. And then that's when you started seeing this huge takeoff. It's totally, you can tell. As soon as they weren't liable anymore, bam.
Well, it's a huge profit center for them. Vaccine injuries, autism, et cetera, these things are real. They do happen. You know, I remember back when the polio vaccine first came out. I was that young. But what we're doing to our kids and their immune system, before the kids even had his mother's colostrum out of the milk, which should be the natural protection for the child, before that's even there, they want to hit these kids with these vaccines. And it's unseemly. But where I'm going to with the chemtrails, the vaccines, the 5G, there appears to be an anti-human agenda on this planet. And if I take a step back and look at all of these things collectively, it appears that we're being terraformed for someone else's purposes. I don't know. This is wild speculation. But it gives the appearance that that is what is underway.
Well, I know it gets kind of woo-woo and gets weird, but you start looking at these actions and you say, okay, well, who, the people who are behind it are Harvard. Harvard has a geoengineering program. You know, human beings
MIT,
are doing
Stanford,
this.
They're all
exactly.
There.
They all do.
They're all there.
And so human beings are doing it, but why? Who are they? Why the hell would they do that? Because they should be smart enough to know that this is damaging human beings. And why would they, if it was good for us, why would they hide it? You don't hide things that are good for us.
No, you advertise those. You know what I mean? It's you advertise the benefits, you hide the risks. And so, you know, there is a bigger game going on. And like I said, there is a globalist agenda. And in my opinion, this is merely an opinion of mine, there is an anti-human agenda going on concurrently with this. And so these things are very troubling to me. I don't know how to solve them other than to support Trump and hope that we can dig through and get to the bottom of these things. And that Trump releases these technologies, enables U.S. industry to commercialize them and revitalize our economy and bring it back. So.
Well, and we have to ferret out all the corruption, right? We can't let a communist takeover happen. So people need to be educated. Now, how at risk is Trump himself?
I think he's a great personal risk. And since day one, he has had his own private security surrounding him to buffer him from the Secret Service. Because anybody who's done any homework and looked at the JFK assassination knows that the Secret Service is dirty. And they not only allowed, but they enabled the assassins to kill JFK at Daley Plaza that day. And that was George H.W. Bush. He's got his fingerprints all over. There's no way he's going to avoid it. That is his legacy. That's how he made his bones. That's how he became director of the CIA. That's how he leveraged
So
himself
he's
into
at
the White
risk, and
House.
he needs to protect himself. Now, how many of this,
No.
these SES officers, how many of these SES officers
Discuss.
are, where are they coming from? Who puts them into place? And how do we make sure they don't just completely run our country? Give us a little bit of an overview of that. Yes.
Well, they do run our country. They have been for some time. And these are questions that I don't have the answers for, but the SES, the senior executive service needs to be eliminated. And these guys have to be reviewed individually, each and every one of them, on what their service record is and their performance. Our republic is based on the assumption that our elected officials, the people that we vote for, are the ones who control the government, when in fact they do not. You've got bureaucrats that have been in there 20, 30, 40 years, and they're the ones who really call the shots. And like I said, since at least 1980, George H.W. Bush has been in a position to fill those key bottleneck positions, decide who gets into the senior executive service and who doesn't, have an influence over that. And so we've got this element within the government that Trump has to purge out.
He's been firing some of them,
Well, he has.
but it's just not enough, right? They're everywhere. Everywhere he turns, there's somebody. There's people everywhere.
They're everywhere. They're in every department. They're in everything. They have stacked the deck as completely and thoroughly as they possibly can. And now we're seeing them make their move on the streets with this Black Lives Matters and all this other nonsense. This is the first visible stirrings that they have manifested. And nothing is worse for a commander in chief than to give an order and then have his troops turn around and point the guns at him. And that is what I fear Trump is in a situation of right now. And we as American citizens, the 63 million of us deplorables who voted for Trump, need to send a message that if you do this, if you undermine our elected chief executive that we put into office, we're going to come after and hunt each and every one of you down. I mean, we have to tell them on no uncertain terms that we the people will not stand for this, will not tolerate this. That you better get on board. You better start honoring your constitutional oath that you took to protect the country, defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And that domestic word in there is in there for a key reason, because they understood the value and the damage that a traitor amongst us can do. And that's the situation that our country is in right now. We have traitors among us. We have traitors in our government. You look at Tim Kaine, who was Hillary's running mate. His son, I think, is a member of Antifa, for Christ's sakes. He's got a terrorist for a son. And this guy's a U.S. senator. You look at Pelosi, you look at Schumer, you look at all of them. Dianne Feinstein had a Chinese communist spy for her driver and personal assistant for all those years. Come on, folks. Enough's enough already. It's time to take the gloves off. It's time to purge our government. It's time to clean house.
It's time to really clean house. And is it not a surprise that the most liberal states, cities, are the ones having all the problems? Because those are the
No
ones that
surprise at
have been
all.
take they're the ones who the Bolsheviks have made the biggest dents into, correct?
Yes, that's where they've gained political power at the local level. And you look at what George Soros has done. Now he's been funding the election of county prosecutors and city prosecutors so that they decide who gets prosecuted and who doesn't, who gets turned loose, who doesn't. These anti-bail laws. St. Louis, my hometown of St. Louis, they had 60 buildings were looted and then subsequently burned down. And all the perpetrators were out on the street the next day.
Yeah, it's
And they have
crazy.
a brand new Soros-funded prosecutor there. I mean, this is nuts. It's nuts. We're living in crazy times. Now, here's their advantage. They've been organizing in secret for at least 50 years, okay? We're still, they have such an advantage over us because we are still unorganized. We have not gathered our wits. We do not have a counter-revolution in place yet. But that's what we really got to start looking at is
Absolutely.
how are we going to
Be more
counter their
organized.
revolution?
Yeah.
How are we going to do this? How are we going to organize amongst ourselves? Because, folks, hey, I volunteered. President Trump, pick me. I will do a job for you. Just tell me where it is. I will get it done. I don't care who you want me to kill. I will get to them. I will do it. But you pick me. Just tap me on the shoulder. Give me the word. I'm an eager volunteer. I'll do it for no money, just to clean up the country.
Well, it's that dangerous, though. That's the situation we're in, and people don't understand. If you have children or if you care about the future of this country, this is it. I mean, we went to war for less than what they've already done to our economy. And now they're talking about completely taking over everything. And if you care about this country and you care about your children and their future, you better be on board on this, because if communist takes over, it's hell. We've already seen bits of it, bits and pieces of it, with what they're doing now and the craziness in their decisions. Is that who we want to lead this country?
All right. Now, remember, the Bolsheviks in Russia, Putin came out and said 88% of the Bolsheviks were of Jewish religion. Okay. The Bolsheviks executed 100 million Russian Christians, flat out killed them, stole their stuff, collectivized is what they called it, but they stole their property, killed them, 100 million. In one day, the Bolsheviks killed 80,000 Russian Orthodox clergy. One day, 80,000 of them across the country, just wiped them out. Because they wanted to take anyone who could offer resistance or offer organize in any way against them. They wanted to destroy them and take them out. And that's what's going to start happening next. The next key shoe to drop is to watch for assassination of conservative voices. You know, anyone who stands up. I mean, I'm surprised. Guys like Alex Jones may be a target. There's a number of targets out there that they would go after to shut people up. They've taken Rush Limbaugh off the table. He's got cancer. But anybody who stands up and speaks out against them, this is who these Bolsheviks, the American Bolsheviks, are going to be targeting next. Antifa, these guys. You know, expect to find people dead who are the voices out there who want this country to do well, want this, because that is what they do. They murder their opposition. That is the next biggest shoe to fall in this struggle. And once you see that happening, folks, you know it's already game on. But once once they do that, you know that they're desperate and then they're going in for the kill shot.
Okay, so what do we do? I know we got to get more organized, but what do we do? Give us some solutions. Because I know we all don't have the solutions, but we can at least organize and protect ourselves and at least not let our country be taken over like this. So what do we do? You volunteer to help Trump and to clean up. What can all of us do?
Well, organize at the local level. You know, I mean, there's an old saying. I ran for governor of Arizona in 2006. I was defeated soundly. Got my ass handed to me. But all politics is local. And so know your friends, know your neighbors, organize together, make sure that they know what's going on. Make sure that they know who you are. Align yourself with other people of like mind. Set up telephone networks. Hey, it's going down here. I'm in XYZ neighborhood. You're 2 miles away. Prepare yourself. They're heading your way. You know, set this stuff up so that you have an alternate communications. Don't rely on the news to tell you what's going on. Talk to real people that are in your neighborhood, other states, other places. Organize at that level. Number two, prepare. Make sure you have food, water, guns, ammunition available to you at a moment's notice. I mean, you know, guns are great if they're in the gun safe. Nobody's going to steal them, but you can't access them either in an emergency. If somebody's kicking your door in out there, if you've got a mob outside your house or your apartment, and somebody's kicking the door, and you have to be able to grab your weapon now, you don't have time to fiddle with a combination lock or a keypad. Make sure that you have something easily actionable and ready to get to you. Get yourself fit. You know, you go to the gym, lift weights, run. Improve your cardiovascular ability, get ready to go. Before my first trip to Syria, when I went over there, I was running a 6-minute mile and I could run 3 miles in 23 minutes. So I had myself fit. I bench pressed 315 pounds. I was good to go. I was training. I've been a karate man for, this June will be my 51st year of training.
Wow. You're Iron Man,
so,
Mike.
Iron Mike is what the VT guys call me. So, but get yourself fit, because if shit's happening and you're 25, 30, 50 pounds overweight, you got to run for a mile, you're done, you're dead. You do these things, keep it in your forebrain. And I don't care if you can run a 6 minute mile. Can you run a 12 minute mile? Can you run a 15 minute mile? Can you run a mile at all? Your life may depend on it someday, because if this thing escalates any further, and here's what the bad guys know. The bad guys know that if Trump is reelected, they're going to be purged. Many of them are going to be tried for treason and sedition, and many of them will either face life in prison or be executed. They know it. There's a phenomenon called the guilty mind. And these guys know what they've done. They know the evil they've committed. And for an example that I give about the guilty mind complex, if you and I are walking through Nordstrom's department store and it's wintertime, you live in Minneapolis, and you drop one of your gloves and you don't know it, and you keep walking, and the security guy says, "Excuse me, miss, you dropped your glove." "Oh, thank you so much." But if you've been shoplifting and you've got, a $3,000 purse under your jacket, and the security guy says, "Excuse me, miss," you bolt for the door because you think you're going to jail because you have the guilty mind. You know what you've done. And so the bad guys out there, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, John Brennan, Clapper, Comey, name them all. They know what they've done. They know what they've done. And many others who are their co-workers, co-conspirators, if you will, they also know what they've done, and they all fear exposure. And these are the guys that if Trump gets reelected, they know that they're going to face the music for the crimes.
Why it does it have to be the second election? Why has it? Do we have to wait to see it starting by then? Because people would like to see it start beforehand.
Well, I would like to see it start a year and a half ago.
Exactly. But,
We have a disadvantage, and that is we say that we want to uphold the Constitution, that we say that we want to restore the Republic. So we want to follow the rule of law. So how do you follow the rule of law when the bad guys are breaking all the rules and taking every shortcut to be more efficient? So we have a disadvantage. We've got ourselves caught in our own conundrum here. So there are elements within the Patriot Act that I think could be exploited to bring all these, bring the bad guys to justice. And so I think that Trump really needs to look into some of these things and start exercising what the Patriot Act enabled him to do and start doing it. I am not a fan of the Patriot Act, but we're living in unprecedented times.
You might as well use parts of the things that's at your disposal, because these guys, from anything that I've seen, based on how they've taken down our economy and now they're doing all these looting, they will cheat, steal, lie, do whatever they need to do to win. I'm not convinced that Trump has a
left
clear...
out murder.
Yeah, anything, murder, whatever. They'll do anything. I'm not convinced that Trump...
Anything.
Yeah, I'm not convinced that Trump's going to win I think he would win overwhelmingly if it was fair. What I'm concerned about is that they're creating this illusion that there's all this sentiment against Trump in the media. So the average person that when they fix it against him, they're going to think, well, maybe that was possible. Instead of realizing that the numbers that Trump has is enormous. But if the media gets their way and they place in the mind of the average person that he doesn't, that the opposition has more support than they really do, they might believe it. That's the concern I have.
Well, election security is now under the purview of our new national security advisor. So let's hope that Mr. Ratcliffe can do a superb job in preventing any election fraud. Let's just really, really hope that. There's a lot of things. I've never been for a wall on the border, but Trump's won my thinking on this, because if you don't have internal enforcement against illegal immigration, they're going to come across the border. The Democrats were counting on illegal immigrants voting in the elections. They're counting on it. And so now Trump has made the move to take that tool away from them. Now you notice the drive is on mail-in votes, mail-in ballots. Okay, like I said, those can be stolen, they can be forged, they can be counterfeited. You can do a million five things to encourage vote fraud on that as well. And so these things can't be allowed to stand. You know, you need a voter ID to go vote, and the only place you should be able to go vote is a registered polling place. I'm opposed to the mail-in ballot unless you apply for it in advance and you are vetted before you get the ballot.
And they won't agree with that.
But
they're not going to
agree. Democrats never will.
Yeah, no, they won't.
They're not.
No.
See, they know that if they don't cheat in this election and cheat big, they know they're going to lose.
Well, look at their candidate.
Do you think anybody in the blue city, even their Democratic base, is happy with them right now? No. I mean, do you think that the Democrat voters in New York and L.A. are happy with their mayors? I don't think so. I mean, I think these guys are about to get run out of town on a rail.
Well, the Minneapolis mayor,
did
you see what happened to the Minneapolis mayor? Where he got booed out of, and but he was like pandering to him, and that wasn't good enough. Anybody with a brain would be scared of that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like the guy, but I suddenly liked him more than what they were. That was the first time I've ever said, well, maybe, I kind of felt for him. And I always thought he was the biggest idiot I've ever seen. And then he actually was saying, well, we can't disband the, police. And that was the first time I'm like, well, wow. And then he got booed.
Well, I understand. And like I said, and until civil order is restored in this country, everyone should arm themselves. I mean, honest to God, I have a concealed carry permit. I carry everywhere I go, like it or not. I am not going to be the guy who inadvertently drives into a protest because I didn't know what's happening. I'm not going to be the guy who's pulled out of the car and beaten to death in the street. That's not going to happen to me. I'm going to take 8 or 10 of them with me before we get to that. So help me God.
Well, my dad my dad does the gun training in the area. He did for a long time. And then the Democrats came in and said there's no longer gun training because they just thought it was politically incorrect. And he was training all the kids how to, gun safety is what he was training. So gun safety isn't good. But anyways, and so now he has us all. So my daughter had a gun license since the time she was 16. And God, my dad did it on purpose, I think, to just like screw with all of our minds to watch my 16-year-old daughter with a Rambo gun. But yeah, he has us all set up.
Well, good. I mean, but everyone, I mean, all your listeners out there, I mean, take precautions, arm yourself. I don't care if you're black, white, Asian, whatever. Don't be the guy or the woman who gets pulled out of your car and stomped to death in the street. Don't be that person. Be ready to defend yourself at the peril of your attackers, because that's what it is. It's an attack on you. And like I said, get yourself fit. I don't care how young you are. I don't care how old you are. I don't care if you're overweight. Get yourself fit, because it's critical that you be physically functional if we really have a hard time, more insurrection, more chaos in the streets. You don't want to be the victim.
How much time do we have? What are we looking at? Do you think that's going to happen this summer? Like July? I mean,
they're going to escalate between now and the election. That is the gating item right there. That is their deadline, because if Trump wins again, which he should do, because he is immensely popular everywhere I go, he's immensely popular. I talk to some people who say, "Oh, Trump, he's the they're idiots," and nobody can they're doing everything they can do to make this guy look bad. And you know what? He's a little rough. He's a little abrasive. I don't care. He's doing a damn good job. I like his policy positions. And one other thing, Russia is not Russia is not the former Soviet Union. They are not that anymore. During the Soviet Union, when they were controlled by the communists, they were our enemies. Absolutely no doubt about it. But today, they are not. Putin has done a remarkable job. And I'm a Putin fan for one main reason. The quality of life of the average Russian citizen has improved exponentially since Putin took over and started running the country for the benefit of the people. That is what I want Trump to do for the American people, because right now our country is not run for the benefit of the American people. It's run for the benefit of the banks and those who would have us all be globalists. I do not want to live in a, what was that movie? Games.
Hunger Games?
Hunger Games. Yeah, I don't want to live in that scenario. I'm sorry. I just don't want that. I don't want that for my kids. I want Americans to do better than that. We are the best, the brightest, the most productive people on the planet. You know, my biggest disappointment in this life is that with under JFK, we were going to the moon. I thought by the time I was 40, I would have already been on Mars. And here I am at 65 years old, and we're just talking about revitalizing the space program. The whole thing got hijacked.
Yeah, and it's a big deal just to go back to the moon. What can you talk about masks? What's the true intent of the mask? Because we know it's not for health, because that's all been debunked.
Hide your identity to thwart the surveillance cameras from identifying who the real perpetrators and troublemakers are out in the crowds.
And they've been planning this. So is COVID, with the mask part of COVID, now is COVID planned for this next stage to happen?
COVID was planned to tank the U.S. economy because Trump was doing too well with the economy. He's going to get reelected. And the masks were implemented to mask people's identity so they couldn't be identified during the social chaos. You know, I mean, you walk into a bank. The banks won't let you in yet until in the door, because they're afraid of robberies, because people wearing masks, they can't be identified positively.
Well, I don't blame them.
Well, yeah, I don't blame them either. But that's why. It hides who you are. So these guys can go out in trouble. They could rob and loot and murder and never be held to account because they had a mask on. Nobody could tell who they were. That's the deal, folks.
Well, how do people hear from you? People need to see more of your work and what's going on, and where can they see your stuff?
Well, I would say Veterans Today, but I've sort of dropped off there. Veterans Today has gone off the rails. And they're hated for Trump. And there's a reason for it, but I don't support it.
What's the reason? Because I don't understand.
Okay. All right. Well, Gordon Duff, the managing editor, dear friend, love the guy to death. He has a larger agenda than just Trump. And his agenda is to bring the 9/11 perpetrators to justice. And so if he has to sacrifice Trump to keep functioning, he wants to get to that larger crime that started this whole thing. You see, everything goes back to 9/11. Our country changed that day.
Yeah,
we have not yet recovered from it.
Yeah, but if he takes down Trump.
Triggers of 9/11, no one's ever been arrested for 9/11.
No, it's crazy, but
No one has ever gone to jail.
It's crazy, but if he takes down Trump, then he would rather have this Bolshevik revolution come in?
Well, you know, I don't know, but I'm so disappointed with the editorial content of Veterans Today that I barely even read it myself anymore. I'm the financial editor there, and I can't stand to read it. It sickens me that the amount of vitriol towards Trump, who I think is trying to do the right thing for the American people. Now, is Trump a clean guy? Does he have clean hands? Totally no. You don't open a casino in Atlantic City unless you're connected somehow. You know, I mean, if I tried to go to Atlantic City, open a casino, you'd find my body in a dumpster in about 8 hours. You know, I mean, that's how these guys work. They protect their turf.
Well, Roy Cohn.
So is he squeaky? No.
Roy Cohn was his attorney, right? I mean, people who've researched him knows, but he was Jimmy Boots' informant. I mean, there's a whole triangle here, and so you know he wasn't clean.
Well, Jimmy Boots is another good guy. I've got a personal relationship with Jimmy Boots. He and I talk intermittently. And we've got another friend between Preston James, who I believe you may be acquainted with, that introduced me to Jimmy Boots. But Roy Cohn was also affiliated with Joe McCarthy, who was the first guy to scream communist infiltration back in the 50s. So there is a connection here. And everything McCarthy said back in the 50s about the communists infiltrating Hollywood is absolutely stone cold true. And we can see it today. I mean, it's to look back on history, it's all blatantly obvious. But he was fighting an uphill battle at the time, and it destroyed him.
Do you think they'd go as far as to, you know, in Russia, they killed 100 million people. Do you think they would go that far? Or 80 to 100, we don't know the exact number. They did that in China too. about that much.
Do you think
they'd go that far, and how quickly do you think they would implement it if they came into power?
Right away, and yes, I do. I mean, do you think they want 63 million Trump voters out there opposing them and fighting them every step of the way? Do you think they want guys like me out there trying to undermine them? If I had a job, I'd be sabotaging things, any chance I got. They don't want that. They won't tolerate it. They will exterminate us. Anyone who thinks like we think, anyone who thinks, who has this school of thought, anyone who is alt-right or wants to seek the truth, they will exterminate us in a heartbeat.
Anybody who was in the middle 10 years ago, right? Anybody who considered themselves middle of the road 10 years ago is an alt-right now.
Yeah.
Anyone who wants freedom and justice and free speech and all these things that the left used to be is a danger to them, right?
The left uses free speech to get their way, to get rights for their other groups, to expand their power base. And let's talk about this whole the gay pride movement and the LGBTQ nonsense here. Any guy out there who goes out and mutilates himself chemically to make himself a woman or physically by having a sex change, I'm sorry, it's a mental illness. All of these people who are in this LGBTQ, whatever the heck it is, movement, they're all mentally ill people. You know, you have an X chromosome and a Y chromosome means you're a male. You have an X
physically.
And an X means you're a female.
And
physically. I don't care what you do to yourself.
Exactly.
I don't care. You're still a male. I don't care how you mutilate yourself chemically or physically. You can cut your member off. You're still a guy. You can get the boob job, but you're still a guy. You've got the male gene.
You're a guy who's changed himself.
Mutilated himself. That's what it is. It's self-mutilation. And these people are seriously mentally ill. And up until 1983 or 86, the American Psychology Association said that. But the gay lobby was so big, so powerful, so strong that they implemented the change that, well, no, this is just a lifestyle choice. It's not. It's a mental illness. I'm not putting people down for this. They can be the nicest people in the world, but they've got issues. They're not well adapted to what their physical reality is. And they need help, but it's not the help that they're getting. They really do. They deserve compassion.
Well, embrace who you are physically. You can love another male or love another female if you're female. But just embrace who you are physically, because just because you mutilate yourself and do all these things doesn't mean you changed.
It doesn't make you into the opposite sex. It doesn't. You're really wrecking yourself when you do that. It's tragic. And now they're trying to encourage these kids to go out and get sex change operations at age 11, 12, 14 years
old. But what was that for?
It's insane.
So you say the free speech is for that purpose, but what's the ultimate goal of that? Just to destroy the family, or what? I mean, what? Because that doesn't make sense either.
To destroy the family unit. See, that's one of the foundations we have. You know, no mother will fight harder than to protect her children. No father will fight harder than to protect his wife and children. You know, that's what motivates us. And the whole thing is to lower our resistance, make us more passive, make us more subservient. Look at the other things. Look at the other things that we do. Look at plastics and all the estrogen emulators we have in our ecosystem here. You know, this plastic bottle, this is allegedly BPA free, but BPA is an estrogen emulator. You drink it and it emulates estrogen. So what does estrogen do? It makes men feminine and it makes women fat. It's what it does with too much of it. And so these things are, like I said before, the chemtrails, the vaccines, the estrogen emulators, the 5G, all of these things have an anti-human component to them, that they don't want humanity to progress. They don't want humanity to continue to populate the earth. They want to throttle back. They want to eliminate much of the population. You know, I mean, I've never seen the Georgia Guidestones. I've only heard they exist. But if that's real, because I haven't seen them with my own eyes, I can't say that they are. But if that's real and that's what's inscribed on there, there's people out there or entities out there who are swimming among us as fish do in a school that don't have our best interests in mind.
They're very serious about that.
That's a cold, hard reality we have to face. I am. I mean, I see too much evidence.
It's time for us to rip that Band-Aid off.
It's time for us to grow up and realize.
So, okay, so you're not,
it is.
You're not writing for veterans today. So where do, or not much, where can people see more of you? Because it's important they see more of you. And if you're not, then maybe you just got to be spending your time helping Trump.
Well, that's really my first choice of job. You know, Trump just tap me on the shoulder, tell me to go to work, tell me what you want done, I'll get it done. Give me a budget, and I'll make it happen. You know, I don't care what the task is. No task too large, no task too small. If you want me to clean up the White House grounds for you, I'll do that. But, you know, anything that you require, anything that you need to preserve and protect this republic and the American people, I am in for all in. But as far as where you can find me, I'm sort of elusive these days. I've sort of dropped off of VT. I gave up my radio show a couple years ago. Couldn't figure out a way to monetize it. Wasn't making any money. But I've sort of been hiding in the shadows a little bit, keeping a lower profile.
Well, we need to get you to write some articles for my website, because I need to get some of this really good information out there, because it's important.
Well, I was talking to Preston James the other day, and we were talking about what I have observed firsthand has happened with Motorola. And he said, you need to write an article, you need to document this so people can read it. And I'll try to get that done over the next couple of weeks. I'll get that up on, I'll get a copy.
That'd be perfect, because I'd publish your stuff.
So that you choose to put on your website.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank you.
Great.
Thank you so much for joining us today. I really, really appreciate it. You are a gem, and we got to take your advice up. We all have to protect ourselves and protect this country.
But localize organically in your neighborhood, in your town, in your state. Talk to your friends across country. Make sure that they do the same. That is the number one fundamental thing we can do, is make sure that we have a way to reach out to people around us. You know, telecom can go down tomorrow. They may turn off the cell towers and we can't call anybody. I only know a handful of folks that still maintain a landline. You know, so find ways to communicate locally amongst yourself. Know who your friends in the neighborhood are. Know who you need to keep your eyes on in the neighborhood. And like I said, arm yourself, get yourself fit, stock up on food and water. Do not let yourself become a victim. Those are the things that each of us can do individually. So, you know, like I said, don't be the guy or the woman getting pulled out of your car and getting stomped to death in the street. Don't be that person.
So, thank you very much.
Anyway, well, thank you, Sarah. It's always a pleasure.